What's up? It's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past 8 in thick.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
All I love is Unibrow. Oh, I say, all I love is Unibrow.
This is Questa, thank God.
All the stars. All the hits. This is Majima's Radio.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Diva Drive podcast. This is Uyamkele Xatyana, but Miss Yams X to you.
And she is riding along with me, Bongekile Wakwavumisa, better known as Pretty Ella, better known as Bongs. It's your choice what you choose to call me. Either way, I am your girl.
This is where we connect, inform, and engage. Also, we're not alone. We're not alone today. We are joined by a social media influencer, Drums, please. We are joined by Udagalo Simango, famously known as Prince DSA.
He's not only just a social media influencer, he is a model.
A fashion icon.
Bro, he's killing it.
An MC.
Bro.
A host.
Listen, honey, I love it. I love it so much.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to that later on the podcast. Yeah. We do have our scoop of the day as usual. Please tell us what's trending, what's making South headlines.
Africa. You know South Africa, we always have the drama, we always have the tea.
And we're here for it.
Yeah, we're here for it. And I love it so much. I'm feeling so sorry, first of all, for those guys who actually went overseas to the US because they are so missing on this
drama.
They are
missing out. They are missing out.
So listen, so Mini Dlamini and MacG.
Something we know what happened on the podcast.
But we're not going to speak about that now. But something happened. Mini Dlamini is so furious. He wants to show MacG flames and whatsoever. But on the other side of the scoop of the day, we also have our favorite IG girl, actually, Umihlali Damase, enjoying her luxury shopping in Dubai. Honey, listen. Every girl's dream, I think, is to go to Dubai. Like, it is my dream.
All of us.
Period. It is my dream.
All of us.
I love it. So she also did not just go and enjoy. She got herself 2 Hermes Birkin bags. Yes, Ibiza Malin.
Ibiza Malin.
Very expensive, those things, but I'm not going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you later on. Just make sure what you are calculating. It's okay.
Can't wait.
After 5 years, we afford a Birkin bag and something. So that's all for Scoop of the Day today, which we're going to jump on later on. And yeah, man, I literally cannot wait. But I wanted to go back, actually, to Mini Dlamini versus MacG.
Yes, please. Call for accountability. Definitely want us to... Yeah. Poking that as well. South African TV personality Mini Dlamini is speaking out after being the target of misogynistic comments made by the controversial podcaster MacG. I think we all listened to the podcast and we all heard what he had to say about Mini Dlamini, which was very insensitive. What do you think?
That was so crazy, man. When looking at it, I actually looked at the videos on TikTok and they were so crazy because They say that Ulo Kunjane Umini Dlamini, she is actually slept. So she was actually a face of this brand, of this alcohol brand name. So when she was not actually like doing it anymore, she actually slept with the brand manager there. So that was said at MacG Cast, not Madiba's Radio. MacG podcast.
Allegedly.
Please.
Allegedly. You don't want to be called to parliament.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And the story goes on. So I quote, guys, I'm going to get into Twangi. So Mini cheated on Ukune. You know Kune?
Yeah, we know the story. Yeah. We all know the story. Yeah.
With whom? With his former husband or ex-husband, Quentin Jones, who is now ex-husband, Gamin. So apparently MacG says that Umini, she's painting herself as this holier-than-thou girl who's just getting her bag in the most perfect way.
And just to add on that, on social media, they're saying that now that she's calling for accountability, she wants women to be behind her back, yet she also backlashes men.
Oh, shucks. What did how did she backlash men, guys? I wanna
apparently she made fun of Okune and others.
She did.
Really? Man.
So
that's quite sad because now they're comparing her to Uzodwa Band.
Oh my.
But like Uzodwa Band, straightforward, guys. Like, siya sa story sake.
In the Bengaga.
I know, right?
in Dabenga.
And Mini on the side is like, I am Nakazanji. I mean, I'm an angel. I know how to get my back in the most correct way.
1 million yeah. lobola. Okay, allegedly though. Allegedly, we're not assuming anything. Yeah. We're not saying anything.
So, oh, sis minige. Utinje, never, sis, never put in no. Never put in no. Mekchi was busy apologizing and everything. Mm-hmm. He actually sent over a written letter.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mini says, no, honey. That's not happening. I want to take you to court. I want to take you to court. God. I want you to suffer the consequences. Court. What do you mean?
What happened to the parliament summon? What happened to it?
I'm not sure what happened with it, but I'm still checking.
It was believed to be rumors, but I think at the same time it might be true.
There's actually a statement. Actually,
mm-hmm.
Let me read like a small few sentences. So he Mini says that she has never received an apology from the podcast and chill via their attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Right,
an apology offered only after the damage is done and reputations on the line. It is not meaningful of act of accountability, especially when it comes from a platform that has been misogyny part of its brand. So, oh, Jamini feels like this apology is not like honest.
It's a pity party.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Mm. It is a pity party.
Ah, drama shame.
And but indeed, Umekji touched on Mini's personal life and hygiene. Yeah, so obviously.
I saw that. Nah, guys, that's not nice. Actually, I am vouching for Mini. I don't know if my opinion is a lot, but I am vouching for Mini. I am vouching for Mini. Guys, come on. You cannot slander someone's name like
you
that.
Can't.
Yes, you can't. You cannot.
It's wrong.
That's
it's
someone's mom. That's
someone's
sister.
Cousin. Someone's daughter.
Exactly.
And talk about someone's hygiene. Come on. You could have at least DM'd on Instagram or something.
Exactly. Like, and the situation raises bigger questions about the accountability of public figures and the responsibility of platforms with major influence.
Yeah. Ah, guys. That's a lot.
It's a lot. But let's get back to Mihlali Ndamase, the social media influencer. South African beauty influencer Mihlali Ndamase is making waves on social media as she enjoys a luxury getaway in Abu Dhabi. From flying first class to lounging poolside, Ndamase has been documenting her lavish trip on Instagram and TikTok. What caught the most attention was her stop at Hermes store where she purchased not one, but two bikini bags. What do you think?
What I love about Mihlali, she's just like, guys, you can fight all over. You can say whatever you say about me on social media. I don't care.
She doesn't back down.
Yes, I'll just go and have fun at Dubai, buy myself two Birkin bags, as she did. So, first of all, I want to speak about the Hermes Birkin bag, right? I know it's not the topic. Mihlali is the topic. But I want you to tell you that she actually bought a Birkin 30. So it's a size, right? So there's Birkin 30 and Birkin 25, right? So the Birkin 30 is popular and it's a versatile choice. And the Birkin 25 is more petite and less common.
Okay.
And the like less common. Less common.
Less common. No, I also like that.
Yes. Yes. So it actually costs, the Hermes 30 cost around, listen to this, 239,780. It's actually 239 million.
Oh, million.
If you're converting it into the South African rand, million. It's 239 million. I get it, guys. You could never. In Cupcakes economy.
Kanti imali niyithatha phi imali nathi siye siyafuna nathi. Where do you all get money, man?
No, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's really that's a house.
That's a lot.
That's houses.
Bro,
that's property.
It's just a bag. It's just a bag. Why does it have to cost so much? So people on TikTok were actually saying, so she posted a video. She was actually carrying like the
bag.
Yeah, the bag. So people were like, Naka, Birkin bag itsengwa kwa Hermes bazalwane. Aye Zara, no ma
where's the money supposed to come from?
Exactly. That's what I was also asking myself. And some another person said, two is just greedy.
Indeed.
Two is just greedy.
It is very greedy. Like, think about us. Kastringele nathi.
No, astringele njani. We can't even afford, like, eh.
Patigaloku nje astringele so that we don't get pressured into, you know.
Yeah. She must actually plug us, actually.
And she also captioned the moment. It's a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
Echoing the sentiment of fans quoting R-H-O-D star Sarisha Naidu. It takes hard work to bring home the bikini.
Yes.
Oh.
Among her haul was the Harem Swift leather Kelly pochet in a tupi, a coveted mini version of the Kelly bag with high-end stitching, palladium silver hardware, and an interior flat pocket. The accessory reflects both elegance and status. Michelle is not just living her best life, she's setting the bar for luxury travel and fashion.
Very high.
She is setting it very high. She is, because I think she's the only one here in South Africa with a Birkin, with two Birkin bags, actually.
Could be.
Because I haven't seen another celebrity saying, oh, I've bought myself a Birkin bag or something.
They just go to Dubai for fun. Yeah. And then that's it.
She also got Dubai, okay? Why Europe, or if it was Europe or something, to buy these bags. Yo, I saw a Welsh.
But we must not dwell on that.
Yeah.
Back to our guest, back to Dukala Simango, famously known as Prince D. Over to you, sir. Please tell us about you. Who is Dukala?
Oh my God. Dukala Simango is, at 22 years old, all the way from Limpopo.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Limpopo, stand up.
Like, raise up.
Listen.
Pagaman lapo.
Pagaman kuleyo ndawo.
Yes.
Like, yeah, okay. So I'm from Venda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my name is.
So which part in Venda?
But from the name, a place named Manenge.
Oh, Manenge.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's where I am from. That's where I actually grew up. And I did my high school, primary school there. Yeah, till I moved to PE to come study this side.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us, who is Prince D? Like, where did the name Prince D come from?
Exactly. I was about to ask because I bo. We know you're dying.
I was actually thinking when I started MCing and, you know, started doing events, someone actually came to me and was like, okay, cool. Since you're doing this thing, you actually need a stage name.
Yeah, you definitely
and also,
need a stage
it was
name.
So difficult for other people, I think during my first year, to pronounce my name right.
Oh. Okay.
So my name is Simango Dukala Given. So some other people that met me during my first day, they know me as Given.
Okay.
Yeah, because they couldn't pronounce my name right. I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to take the D from my name.
Right.
Because I've always grown, I always like treat myself as a king or a prince.
A prince, yes, definitely.
Like, okay, but Prince D will make sense.
Yeah. And it does make sense.
It
does make sense.
Yeah, now it's a brand now. It's a moving brand.
And it's about to become the biggest brand here.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Thank
you. So, Dukala, we're in Gqeberha right now, né? So, you said that you are from Venda, right? So, I want you to ask you that. Going to the entertainment industry, how did you find a way to becoming an MC? Because you're an MC, right?
Yeah, it's crazy, the story of how I started, because I was just part of the EFFSC group when I started. So what happened is...
I
left politics.
Okay.
Yeah, I left politics.
Do you mind asking why? Why did you leave politics?
Because, you see, as a brand, you don't want to, like, associate yourself with certain...
and there's a lot going on
there's
in politics.
A lot going on, because each and every year, it's maybe new parties...
Yeah.
Ruling at school. And at some point, when you get bookings, if you're working for EFF, they'll say, okay, but you belong to EFF. Now we are that, so we can't really have you to.
Oh,
So I was like, no, because either way, I was not doing anything there. I was just an underground guy.
So how did you actually find your way into becoming an MC?
So when I started, they were actually having a manifesto launch. I think it was at North Campus, I think, 2022, I think my first year. It was at North Campus, the auditorium there.
Yeah.
So it was packed. Yes, and
the
famous concept was Enkomen. Yeah, it was that. And then it was so packed, and then there was, it was very chaotic, man. And there was sound, and there was... So they did have an MC
for
that event, yes.
And since it was very chaotic, they needed someone who can literally, like, go to the stage and kind of
pull composure.
Yeah. And bring the vibe. And so people, they were like, I think you can do this. I'm like, why not?
Why not?
I am capable.
Yeah.
That's where I started. Then I just went to the stage, started doing my own thing, and then people loved me from that
And
day.
Prince D was born.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. So my first question, then, what was there a particular moment or a breakthrough ekwenze ukuthi u feeling that okay, I've arrived now. You are here. Listen, right. Prince D has arrived.
After the manifesto launch, they had Mother of All Bashes that year.
Okay.
Because I think we were winning elections. So they were hosting Mother of All Bashes. And then now I was the host. I put the co-host because there was Mtiza, the versatile by that time.
I'm not sure if you're familiar. Yes, we know him.
Yeah, he was hosting. Now I was the co-host. And then now officially I was on a poster now. My picture is on a poster that I'm also part of people who's going to be the MC.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now it's happening. It's real. I'm part of the crew.
You've arrived.
It was my breakthrough. It was, because I think the same night was Lady Ama.
DJ.
Yeah. So when she was there, I literally made sure that, you know what, I'm going to make sure that
you get to be seen. Yes.
And she did. She liked me. She actually asked me, can you please MC for my set?
That's so amazing because Lady Ama. So if you don't know Lady Ama, I don't know how you don't know Lady Ama. You should know her by the song
Hamba Chuba.
Yes.
I love that song.
That one and many others.
That girl.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's so amazing. Yeah. So, Fashion Sense, we came in here dripping to the floor, cleaning up nicely.
Every day.
And if you haven't checked him out, please do check him out on Instagram. By the way, the brown fit.
Oh my god.
I'm here for it.
The poses are always on point. That's what I love. So, the Fashion Sense, is it part of the brand or is it just natural?
It's natural. I feel like it's literally natural because I feel like whenever I'm rocking up, I'm like, okay, you need to look good. You need to look the part.
And then, when you look good, you feel good.
Okay. Yeah, you feel good. I'm like, oh, so, okay, cool. I can create content with my feet now.
Yeah.
And then I became a fashion model on top of that. Right. So I started creating content with that.
So how would you describe your personal style?
I'm so versatile, I can say.
Okay.
I can do.
You can work with anything.
I can work with anything.
Okay, flexibility. Love it.
Those kind of people are so talented.
Yeah.
So I want to ask something, Nim. A quick question, Jay. Who is your, fashion, maybe role model, Nyana? Who do you look up to?
Rich Miss. Yes, definitely. Wow.
Rich Miss. That's my boy.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So, who do you look up to in your line of work?
In my line of work, I can say Uncle MC now.
Oh, Uncle MC.
Because he's more than an MC if you check. He's more like an artist.
He's everything, basically.
He's so versatile. And that's actually who my brain
is. Where he is, kune vibe.
Exactly.
Bro. Straight.
He's actually giving, I don't know if this is, it's actually correct to say it, but he's actually giving me the vibes of the late Mbura. I don't know.
Mbura?
Yeah. He reminds me
of Mbura. And who's that guy?
Kilakau.
Costa Titch also.
There's that Mark guy. I don't remember his sound. He's still here. There's that Mark guy. He's big in piano too.
Oh, really?
He has those sounds like baby ba ah baby baby ba.
Mark. His name, one of his songs. I mean, is it a her or he?
Him.
Oh,
it's
him.
It's definitely a him. Please do check him out. His Mark, but I don't remember. I'll tell you about it though.
Okay.
Definitely. So the crowd is flat. What's your instant hype line?
To hype myself.
Yeah. To hype yourself on some.
Oh my
you
God.
You are you.
It's either
you
go are big or you go home.
Yes. Go big or go home.
I love it. I think I'm going to use it now.
Big or go home.
My. I know we're focusing on the color, but mine is why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I also like that.
You only live once.
Listen.
YOLO.
You only live once.
Please.
That's what I believe in. So pre-gig ritual, what gets you locked in? And tell yourself that we're doing this. I'm locked in now.
It's also about going big. Because I feel like every chance that I'm given, I just want to make sure that I excel.
Okay.
I just want to excel and to make sure, they see me, they must notice me, they must know that I'm here.
Right.
They must know. So, you go big or you go home.
Go exactly. big or go home.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So we have something called the Diba Convo.
Okay.
Where we ask a question. Mm-hmm. So our ultimate question today is, can you truly be successful without a degree in today's South Africa?
You can, actually.
Mm. Yes.
If you check the space, the content creation space, mm-hmm. most of people, like, they don't really have, like, degrees and everything.
Yeah. Yes.
There is this girl who's doing La Cisa's thingy.
Utando.
Yeah.
Utando, yes.
I wish she doesn't even have matric. But...
Allegedly, I got phone is gone.
Allegedly,
I got phone is gone.
I can blame God.
Yeah, it's gonna seem like
maybe that's not her calling. You understand?
Yeah.
And she was mentioned that she's gonna finish matric, but just not now. She's still making a lot of money at the moment.
Definitely.
Yeah, she's sorted. So I don't really think degrees. It's a thing.
It's like, a major thing. Yeah. It's not so, major.
So what are you saying is that by talent alone you can succeed?
By talent, yes. You can. You can. There are people who didn't have don't have matric rather, but they go maybe to acting schools and then they go and act. And then
as long as you're dedicated to your craft, anything is bound. Anything is possible. Effort. What do you think about the question today?
For me, I also think that it doesn't matter if you have a degree.
Or not.
We're living in South Africa, guys. Come on. You can have a degree. The next thing you graduated, you're sitting there at home with your degree.
10 years later, you are still sitting at home.
Yeah. Does Michelle have a degree?
No.
Exactly.
She doesn't. Does Casper has grade 12?
No.
Okay.
But look
does
at
Cody
it.
Have one?
No.
Those are rich people in Africa.
Does Zuma have one? No. But he was a president.
Look at,
you see?
Look at it. So I don't think as it is quite important. But just in case.
Get your degrees.
Get your degrees.
We're not saying don't.
We're not saying don't get
those
Let's
degrees.
Emphasize on that one.
But then you can be successful without a degree in South Africa.
Just exactly. know if it doesn't work, come on, man. Work on your talents. God gave us talents, guys.
Definitely.
He gave us talents. So please do work on your talents and make sure that you make yourself a great, great life.
Mm-hmm.
We all must actually sisame and make our lives really nice. And
even if you haven't found your talent, self-introspection here and there, bound by what you're good at.
Exactly.
And pursue what you're good at. We're not all bound to be at school. Mm. School won't always work out for each and every one of us.
That's so true.
Definitely.
That is so true. So I do actually got like a few comments from people that I actually asked.
Mm-hmm.
So there's someone who said, yes, you can if you do know how to use your mind. Mm-hmm. And if you're an entrepreneur or a person who's focused, you can do it and start your own business. And it will boost the economy since we're having high unemployment rates.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's quite really amazing. And then I also have someone, yes, you can be successful.
Haibo. Tata lento, please.
Go to tertiary, get a degree, and sort your life out.
Godwa, if it doesn't work, tata lento. Tata lento, please.
You know, I never go see that.
I never go, because I'm tatalent. Yeah.
And
take this, it from me, tatalent.
Yeah, and also there's another one which actually agrees with Utakale. It says, yes, definitely, especially with the rise of opportunities like content creating and so forth. So it is doable.
Yes, entrepreneurship and everything.
It is.
You can even go to do those short courses. It's not necessarily school or a degree, just a certificate. And then you're good.
Yeah.
And there are many short courses out there that can change your life.
Exactly.
So guys, venture into that.
Let's not give up. If that degree doesn't work,
please.
Talents, your
put
craft, and everything else.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, so before we move on to another name, so there's another topic that I want us to speak about today. So it's friendships. Friendships, people, friendships.
Oh
I know. I know. It's quite a hectic topic.
It is.
But we have to talk about it.
At some point. We have to.
I didn't want to touch into it. I was like, okay, you know what? Yamgela is going to handle this. But
Mina, from my side, no comment. Ngizwile ngabangani. Thanks. Kishab. Kishab ka vibe.
But when? I'm not to tell me.
Kishab ka vibe. I do have one, but kishab ka vibe.
You only have one.
One.
You see, abangani are a lot, guys. Abangani are a lot. For me, I've never had like a friend that's, you know, Mina, I feel like when I have a friend, I need to have a friend that's just sort of like my sister or my brother.
Exactly.
That's how I want my friend to be. Now, when we're sharing friends, that's where the problem starts. That's where the problem, because most of my friendships, like since high school till now, I'm always involved in a group of three. I'm always involved in a group of
three. And a group of three never works out.
It never works out because you feel like they're prioritizing the other one, and when you're not prioritized in that actual friendship. So I'm not guys engaged.
Takalo, what's your take on trios?
For me, I have so many friends, guys.
Really?
Oh my God. Joburg, Pretoria. Like, I have so many friends. And when I mean friends, I mean friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but I feel like my friendships has a sort of levels. They are friends, they are best friends, they are people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are people that I know well. Now, if I'm down,
they'll be there for me.
Mm. So, yeah, I love friendships a lot.
Can we be your friends?
Yeah.
Of course.
Please.
We're now friends
with
an MC, with a host, which is fashion icon.
Right.
Don't get wrong.
We must get those VIP seats.
Please.
Yes, we do.
So now.
Hi, boy.
We want to be there within with you. But nonetheless, man, let's wrap it up. Our second last question. Day party or night bash? Pick one.
Day party or night? Day party.
Why?
Like, must be on in, guys. Let's see each other.
The sun is out.
Yay! Like Coachella type of thing.
We are up and running.
It's nice, ne?
Yeah.
But guys, daylight vibes.
Okay, if you say so.
Give me Coachella out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those vibes.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, but I still agree with the...
But for me, night bash. All the way, night bash. Our last one.
So, any new plans in the entertainment industry that is part of growing your brand, actually?
So, actually, I'm going for classes to DJ. I'm now venturing into...
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, expect some announcements very soon.
Almost
there.
That's so amazing. So you just want to be a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Please. In this economy, you should. We all should be.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
We should do everything, guys. Why not?
When I'm acting, when I'm DJing, why not?
Why not?
I love that.
If you can, why not?
Why not?
Go big or go home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
So, my last question, I want to know, 5 years from now on, where do you see yourself as a Prince D?
Peshe.
Oh, honey. Listen.
Peshe. Yes.
Lovely. Like, I love it.
Guys, doing what, Peshe, basically?
Everything. Everything. Even acting. Because I feel like I've done like a couple of acting gigs.
Yeah.
See, the Empire thingy that was...
Oh, wow. You lie.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I've appeared in like...
Big things.
Yeah, I've done,
listen. Love to hear
acting.
It, man.
Yeah. Mm. So, I feel like, Peshe, I just want to do acting.
Mm.
If I were to act, I wouldn't like... At some point, I need to have to start somewhere. Yeah, maybe you can start an essay.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of acting,
as
a career, I want to do it peshe.
And I definitely don't recommend an acting career here.
Yes.
As for no good, this money banker, they are going to please.
That's why I'm like...
I'm at the nations, no.
For the sake of starting somewhere, you can start it at home.
Yes. Mm.
But if you just want to be an actor... Mm-hmm. Be like Tuso Mbedu, for an example.
Yo, Tuso,
she's sustained for years. Mm.
She's so successful.
Even Nomza Moem.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Those are stars.
Oh, she was at Met Gala.
Yeah.
She was. So meant for a South African to be actually representing.
Hey.
And also, Patrice Motsepe's wife, she was at the Met Gala with a piece designed by David Lally.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I was also proud, man. I was like, wow, this is quite amazing.
We are represented.
Yeah, we had like three South Africans there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was Tyler, then Nomzamo, then...
Purchase Mutipa's wife. Yeah, we're represented well.
We're actually growing, guys. Yeah.
We're getting there.
I'm not attending. That's how when I go fashion.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because Met Gala is all about fashion, and I love fashion. So
that's what you are.
With a rich Mnisi piece, huh?
Exactly.
I love it so much. So, before, guys, like we carry on, I've got some facts for you. I was actually going to tell you at the beginning of the show, but let me tell you now, ne? So, today it is a flower day, like Imbali flower.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is also pick strawberries day.
Okay.
Right? Oh. So if you're planning on like having strawberries, rather go pick them. Or maybe I'm buying at least and pretend as if you're
wacky. Oh, you pick them, you yes. know.
So back on the flowers day, guys, do you have favorite flowers here or?
I'm not a fan, eh?
You're not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
So you can't come with a bouquet at you and say like, Prince D.
Or maybe it's because I haven't like received flowers.
Oh, guys. Come on now.
Same. I've never received flowers. Mm-hmm. I've never received flowers my entire years of living.
That makes
me even a rose.
Oh my God. Guys, send some flowers.
Like, please.
Why? We deserve flowers.
Please. But I do have favorite flowers. I love tulips. I love lilies. I love roses.
Wow.
Days. I love everything about flowers, man.
I love tulips so much.
I think you lend us for man.
Yeah, that's
why. That's why we love this.
So sad, but it's fine. It's yes. fine. We'll live.
We'll wait.
Yeah. We'll wait. We are waiting.
We are waiting.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Been a lot of drama today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Been a lot of drama with Mini Dlamini and Mac G. And
Michelle Indamase and the bags.
Yes.
Not forgetting once again that we were joined by the lovely Jagalo Simango, famously known as Prince D. So please do tell us, where can we get you on the socials?
So it's Prince D _ SA, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
Do you have X? Okay.
Yeah.
That is Prince D _ SA. You heard it. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, where can we find you on the socials?
Guys, on Instagram, please go follow your girl. I am at small letters Bongekile Vumisa _. And on Facebook, you can catch me at Bongekile Vumisa.
And I am Uyamkela Xatyana on Facebook, YamsX on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's how we wrap up the episode for today.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. See you on the other one. And bye.
Bye.